It's Wednesday, the 21st of May, and it's a lovely morning, surprisingly so. Blue sky and big white clouds and a coolish breeze. But I'm not complaining because yesterday that har set in from the North Sea, and by evening it had sat down so bad it was really dreich. And I honestly thought we were going to have that this morning again. But no. The wind must have got up during the night and lifted it, which is fantastic. Though the garden's sucking wet from the har and probably the rain after. Praise be the wind for clearing away ours. The sun's in and out, right now it's out and it's lighting up those giant balls of pink on my pink pearl rhododendron. The apple tree, it's gone over. Did I say that yesterday morning? Yeah, I think I did. Gone over. Little signs now of its glory just a few days ago. We had a good sleep again last night. We both did. The body catching up on the lost hours down in the caravan, where you seldom if ever get a really good night's sleep. And of course I had problems with the restless legs in that bed, and blaming all sorts of things. Blaming the demon drink, 2 pints of Guinness. Then blaming eating too much, and then blaming eating chocolate. And it didn't matter. And at the end of the day, we are both in agreement that the actual problem was the bed, the mattress, and the duvet. That was the only other common factor. Young starlings just above my head with their mammy. Following her about, they're fledged now. Well, not totally fledged because they're still hunting for food, but they're flying about easily. And the starlings seem to have made a bit of a home in my big whizzly conifer, which is great because it's not magpies. And I've said before that the starlings are few and far between nowadays compared to the hordes that used to visit the garden. How did I get here from restless legs and a dodgy duvet mattress? Well, all I can say is that when we got into our own bed on Monday night, there was absolutely no issue whatsoever with restless legs. Slept like a log, and the same last night. So it had to be that mattress and duvet. Yeah. Anyway, my holiday's by, getting on with things. Things to do, people to see. Talking about people you see, I met that wonderful gentleman, that he is, the chocolate man, yes, the Cadbury's chocolate man, the canal travelogger, Adrian Wicks at Turbostream. Adrian's up here for a couple of days, 2 or 3 days, and I met up with him last night, had a beer, shared some conversation, and that was really nice. Well, nice conversation's always good, isn't it? No matter who it is. But when it's someone that you may have never ever met in your life, there's that wee edge of, I don't know, just something added to the meat. And he's just as lovely in the flesh as he is in the audio form, the voice. And he's got a cracking wee car, which he's promised to give me a ride in, hopefully today sometime. Anyway, apart from all this going on, I do feel good. I'm feeling more rested now. Is that a cuckoo? Is that a cuckoo? It sounded like a cuckoo, didn't it? I've never heard a cuckoo up here. Never ever heard a cuckoo in Scotland. I suspect it's just a turtle dove mimicking a cuckoo. It's not a wood pigeon because they don't sing as long. Very short bursts. So I'm guessing it's a turtle dove. No, not a turtle dove, sorry. Collared dove, goodness grief. We don't get turtle doves here. Not to my knowledge. Oh, the skies seem to be clearing bit by bit. That would be nice. I love a day. Might have to go and cut some grass for that lady out in the nearby town again. Keep on top of things, and it's not just keep on top of things, it's keep on top of things when the weather suits. Don't get bursts of 1 or 2 weeks of glorious weather at all, or even just fine dry weather. You have to grab. I think I spoke about grabbing life yesterday or whatever. Parents feeding 2 youngsters on the high wire. The high wire. Feed me, feed me. It's amazing how quickly life forms. As soon as there's a wee egg laid in a wee nest, that there's a big, fat, chubby youngster squawking at its mommy and daddy's beak. Well, that was nice. I just saw the parents bonding there. Just rubbing each other's beaks for a wee bit there. That was amazing. I've never seen that before. I think maybe either mommy was saying to daddy, "Oh, you look, just relax, but I'll soon be away." And I can have peace again for a wee bit. Now, some people, I think the starlings are just a boring wee bird, but they're not. They're not. They're entirely interesting. Their whole antics, their flight, their landing, their gregarious nature.